This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. We're going to get the real skinny on Marksman Energy. It's been a little while since they've been on our show. And so they've actually turned the corner, and they've got some good news to share with us. You know, they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol MKSEF. And with us today to tell about the story is the CEO of that company, R.G. Nesbitt. R.G., welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. It's great to be back.
You know, give my listeners, because we've got a whole bunch of new listeners since you've been on the show, give them a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do first.
Well, we're an E&P junior oil company, public, trading in Canada and the United States. We focused on Ohio 6.5 years ago. We went to Ohio because it was dominated by 7,000 families in the oil patch, and we moved in with new technology to discover oil fields that had not been exploited by these family-owned companies. And so over 6.5 years, we've built a tremendous team of professionals. We've acquired a lot of leases. We've shot three large 3D seismic programs. We have a number of 3D oil field targets outlined, ready to drill. We've survived the oil crash. We're cash flow positive. And we're a quite tightly held company by a group of shareholders that believe in what we're doing. And so in the next month, we plan to launch Marksman with a very aggressive drilling program in Ohio. And we just announced signing our first agreement last Monday, just the other day. And so we believe that Marksman has been a success, surviving, building, and now we're ready to really relaunch the company and become somebody in the oil patch in Ohio and the United States.
Yeah, to bring my listeners up to date, and correct me if I'm wrong, what your guys' model is, you go to oil wells that have already been drilled before, they've got X amount of barrels out of there, and you guys go back to those same places and draw some out. Is that correct?
Yes. And we use new seismic, new modern seismic that's only available now because of high-speed computers that wasn't available in the 1800s or the early 1900s. And we delineate the target more accurately and minimize the risk and then drill the center of the target based on that seismic.
Also, educate my listeners, if you would, why you guys are in Ohio, Clinton Sandstone, maybe bring them up to date, why that place is so pertinent to your guys' success.
Well, you know, Ohio had the largest oil field in the world in the 1800s, and Rockefeller made all his money there. He had a patent on the refining process from the Lima, Indiana field that produced 1 billion barrels of equivalent oil. And so since then, everybody's shifted and gone Texas and Louisiana and overseas and international. And so we looked at Ohio with this family-dominated environment, 7,000 little families, undercapitalized and old technology, and put together the professional engineering and professional geological team that Marksman has that we think is the best in Ohio. And so we've been exploiting that. And our focus now has shifted, as you say, to looking at bigger wells, bigger production. And so we have done an enormous amount of studying and technical review in the last year to put together an area of interest for Marksman. We've acquired a lot of leases, and we're ready to drill in the next week or so our first horizontal well in the Clinton Sandstone. And this is a very, very, very unique opportunity because we're the only junior. We have no competition within 50 to 60 miles of where we're working and our leases. There's two independents drilling way to the north of us, one top 25 independent oil company in the United States, and they've been drilling for the last year in this Clinton Sandstone and drilling these vertical wells as you said, in old oil fields that were drilled by the wildcatters in the 1800s, early 1900s, and they got, based on their studies, 3 to 5% of the oil was recovered. So 95 to 97% of the oil is still in place, and we're bringing in the new technology, the horizontal drilling, and long, minimum 3,000-foot lateral wells into that sandstone, and then doing multi-stage fracturing with modern technology to really open up that reservoir that we know is there because of the old oil wells. So there's really no risk on the oil being there or the reservoir being there. We just have to have the best drilling team, the best directional drilling team, the best fracturing team, and we have that in place.
My guest today is R.G. Nasbic. He's the CEO of Marksman Energy. They trade on the OTCQB down here in the States, ticker symbol MKSEF. Recently, you guys put out a press release about a private placement of $240,000. How did that come about, and how's that doing?
Well, we did that private placement so that we would have the capital with our already existing cash war chest that we've built in the last year to participate in this very first horizontal well. We have 40% with an option for a couple of weeks to acquire 60%. So we are negotiating on that to take control of the overall project. And so what we have is a year of studying. It shows that a horizontal well, on average, will produce 10 to 12 times, maybe up to 15 times,
wow,
the oil of a vertical well. Our cost to drill a well is $1.4 million.
Right.
Our studies show that the average well will produce $24 million from that $1.4 million over the life of the well, and that's at $50 a barrel oil, and oil's at $58. So this is a tremendous opportunity for us. We've been aggressive with our land. We have a lot of land. We've got already 20 to 40 horizontal well locations, and we're aggressively putting together leases. And the drill program starts in less than 2 weeks.
That's exciting. I was knowing when I was doing some research on your company, you're bringing in a partner that's drilling and giving them a part of the proceeds of what you guys discover. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, we have a couple of partners. One of them is the refinery that buys our oil. This is Pennsylvania crude. We think it's the best oil in the world. It's very light crude. And it's used for specialty products by refiners. It's not used for fuel or anything like that. So it's high demand and minimum supply. And so to rejuvenate the supply for the refinery, they want to participate in the drilling of most or all of our wells. So we have them as a strong partner, and they will be buying our oil. We've agreed to sell that refinery our oil at WTI, right at the tanks, right at the well site. So we have a strong group of partners. We have a strong operator that's a multi-generation family that's been in the area, that knows everybody, that's been a driller and an operator, and has the contacts to help us put our land together and then operate our wells. So we have a tremendous team of master's degree engineers and geologists that are part of the marksman team. So we think we have all our bases covered to undertake a major drilling program over the next 5 to 10 years on a very large land position that we will have in place in the next year or so, hopefully we drill hundreds of wells into this formation.
What do you think this, what kind of impact will this have on your shareholder customers with these new programs you're getting ready to implement here in the next 30 to 60 days?
Well, I think the opportunities for investors in junior oil companies is minimal. The opportunities for junior oils that are into new, strategic, exceptionally profitable horizontal drilling programs is even more minimal. We think we offer a very unique opportunity to investors, a U.S.-based company in the United States of America, focused in Ohio, getting WTI oil prices for our oil at our tanks, and about to launch on a multi-million dollar drilling program in the next several years to produce a company where we see hundreds of millions and hopefully billions of dollars of reserves established for this junior company, which we will list on NASDAQ or a major exchange in the United States as soon as we can. So we have strong partners that are bigger companies, but we are younger and smaller and aggressive, and we're really planning to make Marksman. I think, as we said before, we're still planning to be an industry leader.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, first of all, Archie. It's been a long time since you've been on here. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to my listeners?
No, we are going to become more well-known in the United States. That's our effort in the next couple of months. Now that our story is official and out as of Monday, we will do a lot of work to become more well-known to the investment community in the United States and to investors in the United States, and that will benefit our shareholders, and it will give other people an opportunity to participate in the development of America's great oil and gas resources.
Well, for my listeners, take a look at their stock. Their ticker symbol is MKSEF. And I think they're undervalued here around 6 or 7 cents a share. Archie, I want to thank you for coming on the show, bringing us an update on your company. Hopefully you'll come back on here in 50 days and give us another update.
Be my pleasure, Everett. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.